Esta é uma reunião toda dedicada à instrução.
This meeting is focusing on the subject of instruction.
Podemos receber o ensinamento, a instrução,
and we know that we can receive teaching, instruction from the outside.
Podemos receber isto internamente.
But we can also receive this inwardly.
Nós teríamos que ser trabalhados, refinados.
We would have to be worked on, refined, for us to begin to receive inner teaching. And this is one path. And at a certain stage in life, this becomes intermingled. At times, our ability to receive inner teaching is inspired by what comes from the outside. And at other times, what we receive from the outside is magnetically attracted by our inner level. So the boundaries between what comes from the outside and what comes inwardly are sometimes very tenuous. What we call teaching is the expression of laws and energies that at every cycle of evolution govern our evolution. So teaching evolves at every cycle. The form changes. The way of presenting the teaching begins to shift, accompanying our ability to understand it, accompanying our evolution. So over time, the teaching becomes adapted, becomes adjusted to our level of evolution and in keeping with the times. And spiritual teaching becomes adapted to our ability to understand and to receive it. In current spiritual teaching, certain topics are developed that were not taught in the past. Teaching today explains certain things, points out certain things that were dogmas in past cycles. They were dogmas because, since the minds could not understand them, these things were presented in a rigid way, dogmatically. But today there is no longer much need for this, because today all the former dogmas are explained. Today they are understandable, because we are able to understand that phase of teaching. Spiritual teaching, true teaching, should go beyond the transmission of information. Transmission of information is one thing. Teaching is a little more than this, because teaching contains an impulse so that we can deepen that which is brought, that which arrives. So teaching should contain this impulse. Teaching should not leave us totally satisfied, totally fulfilled. Teaching should show us some things, remove certain veils, but it should give us the impulse to go on discovering what we need. So teaching is not something that is imposed on us. Spiritual teaching arrives and gives us the impulse to move on. It stimulates us to seek more, because that something more cannot always come from the outside. That something more which we need, this dissatisfaction with the teaching, gives us the impulse to go and seek this. And it is this quest, this quest for knowledge, this interest of ours, this movement of ours, this is what brings forth inner teaching. This is what begins to change the situation. And we begin to receive more and more what we really need, because external teaching, no matter how perfect it may be, does not provide all that we need. But it brings that impulse that leaves a dissatisfaction in some issues, and then you will find the way, you will recognize the means to go in search of the rest. So there are some teachings that give us the foundations for our uplifting. This is one kind of teaching. There are some kinds of teachings that give us the keys for us to follow our path of ascent. And this is presented in different ways, because each human being needs something different. So you have, in different schools of teaching, the teaching is given in different ways. This is because the needs are so varied. And when the teaching is true, there is really no discrepancy among them. There are no contradictions. What do exist are different forms of expounding things, because each person needs a certain form. Each one needs his or her own form. In the West, for example, there is a widely known teaching about Jesus, this very basic person, very important in the West. But if you check to see in how many ways this teaching is given, and there are so many ways to talk about Jesus, there are so many different ways that they seem to be contradictory, but they are not. This is because those certain people have to receive the teaching in that way. And if we open ourselves to assimilate the teaching and to put it into practice, in time we will understand another way of expounding the teaching. But in the beginning we did not understand it. So there is this teaching that is fundamental for our path. And this usually comes in the beginning. First we are taught, we receive all this in order to learn how to follow the path. But later on, we begin to receive another kind of teaching, which is the teaching that informs us and relates us to our individual process, to the evolutionary process of human beings, and to the evolutionary process of cosmic manifestation. So this is another kind of teaching. So first we receive those suggestions, we are given those keys, we receive those impulses to further our individual process. But when our individual process has received a series of teachings so that we can guide ourselves more securely, then we begin to receive the teaching that transmits the essence of life of the cosmos to us. And so many things that we receive after we have received the basic teaching for our pathway and for our particular way of following it. This teaching that refers to cosmic manifestation, that refers to the manifestation of the universe, which is a teaching that greatly expands our consciousness, this teaching is all recorded in what we call the etheric levels of the planet, in those etheric fluids that permeate the entire planet and that have recorded everything. So on those etheric levels, from where we get these universal teachings, these teachings concerning the cosmos, the universe, this teaching that we receive from these etheric levels, this comes to humanity from those sources, through the openings that the hierarchy of teaching, that is, through the openings that these energies or these beings or these individuals, these teachings open up for us in these dense layers of the planet, because the planetary etheric layers have so many levels and its denser levels would not even allow certain teachings to come through, certain lights to descend. So there is a hierarchy here, the hierarchy of instruction, the hierarchy of teaching that opens up ways in the planetary etheric layers, that opens up ways in the planetary denseness so that this can come down. But just as the planet is too dense to receive this without the energies and beings opening up the way for this to come down, and here we have a whole gradation of manifestation of the teaching to finally get to the teachers who are here on the external level talking to us. Sometimes this language of the teaching that comes from above, this language is abstract to us. It's not always understandable. So we have certain terms, certain words, certain ideas. We receive certain impulses that are not very understandable to us. For us, they are obscure. So then why do we receive these? Why don't we receive this teaching already simplified and direct? Why does it come with nuances, with terms that are unfamiliar to us? This happens for us to bring into our consciousness things that transcend our consciousness. Because if it were all very clear, our consciousness would not transcend certain aspects of its own. It would not open up to certain unknown things, to things that we cannot understand rationally. And here we have a very interesting mechanism. We understand some teaching when it is clear and precise. And when the teaching is abstract, when we receive some teaching that is abstract and that our mind cannot grasp, we understand it differently. We understand it in another way. The impulse, the energy it brings, predisposes us to grasp it in another way. So what seems difficult, even impossible to understand, that is doing another kind of work. Because it is incomprehensible, it is doing another kind of work in our consciousness. That is making our consciousness learn to penetrate states that transcend it. Because if everything were all very clear to our consciousness would hardly expand at all. It would have several things imprinted on it, several things recorded there, but it would not expand. So when some teaching comes and we don't understand something, or we don't understand anything rationally, when this happens, our consciousness is challenged. And then, even if we still do not understand that which comes down, our consciousness was challenged. Our consciousness responded, and our consciousness grasped that, but in another way. And you continue not to understand it because it was too abstract. but you did understand it. This is how we go along with the teaching. I knew someone who was involved in this work for years, and once in a while she would come up to the desk and say, "I still don't understand anything. I don't know why I keep on coming back here." Do you see? This is what I'm saying. So what is abstract, which is incomprehensible but which is real, does another kind of work. It teaches our consciousness, it stimulates our consciousness to get there by a different means. And this is something that the teaching brings from above. This is a characteristic of true teaching. So we don't have to worry about the lack of teaching, because as we see, it is so wise, it is so well organized, it is within such infinite order that we always end up getting to know that which we need to know. This comes to us in one way or another. There is one kind of teaching that is explicitly called esoteric teaching. And this esoteric teaching as defined as that kind of teaching that points our way towards what is unknown. The esoteric teaching does not talk about things that are already known, and it does not come merely to reinforce the path we are already treading. The teaching that is called esoteric refers to something that we have not yet become. So this esoteric teaching that also has different levels points out the path to the unknown, towards that which we did not know. So we might feel at ease with normal teaching, but we are not always at ease with esoteric teaching, because esoteric teaching talks of the unknown. It talks of things we generally do not talk about. And above all, it talks of things of which there is no proof. There is no way to prove them. So if in esoteric teaching we find out that there are intraterrestrial centers, there is no way to prove this. You have to relate to this teaching. You have to open up the way to the unknown within yourself. You have to want the unknown so that you can be able to begin to relate to this teaching. And the only evidence that you will have in regard to intraterrestrial centers, in regard to Mislitlan, in regard to Aurora, in regard to Mirnajad, the only evidence you will have in regard to all this will come inwardly, will come from within you. After you begin to relate to this teaching in a certain way, after you have begun to recognize this unknown thing that cannot be proven, after you have begun to recognize something there that refers to you and that in some way you are living these things within you, it's only when you have begun to live Mislitlan, Erx, Aurora, Mirnajad, these planetary centers, only when you have begun to feel these within you, only when you have taken these steps, will you then begin to perceive the reality of all this. So there is no external proof. You find the evidence within yourself. Once you have begun to live that, once you have begun to find those impulses that of that reality within yourself, this esoteric teaching is not visible to all. It does not reach everyone. It does not reach everyone because not all are willing to embrace the unknown. Not all are willing to believe in something that cannot be proved. The individual has to be an intuitive or has to have developed certain intuition to be able to feel at ease in this encounter. So esoteric teaching, this teaching that cannot be materially verified, at least not for the present, this teaching is for those who are already seeking to develop intuition. So if you hear about Mistritlan, or if you receive teaching from Anuteya, or if you receive the teaching from Iberá, you have to already be developing your intuition in order to be able to receive that. Because only your intuitive level can take in the unknown. So if we learn the role of Anuteya, if we learn the role of Iberá or the role of Mistritlan on the planet and in humanity, these things cannot be evidenced, they cannot be shown. This is given to those who are already beginning to develop their intuitive levels. Because for those who are beginning to develop their intuitive level, a touch like that, an impulse like that, is enough. The person does not need much more, because the person's intuitive level, his or her intuition, with that impulse is going to communicate truths, is going to lead to the understanding of certain realities. And this is where he or she will find the evidence, not concrete evidence, but evidence on an inner level, on an abstract level. So esoteric teaching is given gradually as people's intuitive level is able to respond, because otherwise we are going to bring sacred things out into the open. We are going to expose occult things uselessly when the consciousnesses are not yet able to make use of that. But even though it is abstract, esoteric teaching challenges us. You can see from the books that as you go on reading more carefully and more deeply, or as you get in touch with the teaching of this phase of revelation, so you relate to this and you see what an infinite pathway you can find there. You see in one or other book mention made of the star Sirius, and you hear about this vaguely. This is already telling us, this is already foretelling that in a later phase we are going to have closer contact with this star, closer contact with this sun. Not right away, because this is still very concealed. But if we are already coming across things about Sirius, we are already being told that our solar system depends on Sirius, and we are already being told that Sirius is for us an infinite master of wisdom, this is already stimulating our intuition, our intuitive level, to turn to this direction, to go in this direction. So the teaching comes, and for some it is information. For others it is a stimulus, and this is very different. So I hear about the star Sirius, and I receive that information. I register it, I get to know it. But I can hear about the star Sirius and be stimulated. My intuitive level can become stirred up, go into action. And so I can already begin to find Sirius, what it represents. I can begin to contact this energy. I can begin to contact this life long before the rest of humanity, because my intuitive level was already open to this. So there is one or other intuitive person who, when receiving esoteric teaching, activates his or her intuitive level and continues that quest. And these are the ones who open the way in humanity for the teaching to come down. Because for this kind of teaching, this esoteric teaching, it would suffice for one member of humanity to receive it, to assimilate it, and to really become it. One person would be enough, because this would transmit to all humanity the capacity to do the same. So sometimes one talks of certain things, one presents some esoteric teaching, and this might seem useless. No, it suffices for one to perceive it. To perceive means it is sufficient if one person understands, if one fully accepts it, if one assimilates it, if one processes it and lives it. One person is all that is needed, because then a door will have been opened in human consciousness. And taking off from those who immediately grasp it intuitively, because how are we going to know the role of Sirius? No astronomer, no scientist can tell us that. Only intuitively can you know if this is true for you. So if for you this is true, if you assimilate this, if you become identified with this, it begins to open up ways within you. This begins to work on you. Because nothing of this is imposed. There is no esoteric teaching that is imposed. This begins to work on you if you really received it, and if you are really ready to put it into practice. It then begins to transform your consciousness. So you see how attentive the hierarchy of teaching must be, how the hierarchy of teaching has to be active on our inner levels to provide us with what we need. Because this esoteric teaching, this teaching of unknown things, is usually not very well accepted. Because humanity is developing its mind, it is involved with various retrograde forces, humanity is very involved with ignorance, real formal ties with ignorance. So this teaching has to find ways, sometimes shrewd ways to get through. For example, after the teaching about reincarnation was introduced into the West again, the West knew just as much about reincarnation as the East did. After this teaching was reinstated in the 5th century in the Council of Nicaea of the Roman Catholic Church, it was completely transformed, completely wiped out, and reincarnation was banished from all spiritual information given here in the West. So this teaching, in principle, has to count on having to face these barriers. It has to count on these difficulties. So there must be intuitive individuals, beings who have this intuition opened up to these levels of consciousness, to these abstract things, beings who have these intuitive levels already prepared, beings who have to offer themselves up, have to make themselves available, to be willing to be taught. This is important in order to balance out all these difficulties, that abstract teaching, that teaching about the unknown, faces in trying to get through. You can see, for example, only now is this science of the earth beginning to recognize the existence of the soul. When will this science admit that animals have souls? So this is so slow in regard to the capacity we have to get in touch with and absorb this, that those who love the teaching should take this upon themselves. They should take this up. Those who love this, those who have made a choice for non-ignorance, should be here on earth acting like a real channel, like a real representative of the unknown, a representative of this mystery, and they should give their own lives for this to break through here, because the forces of reaction are very strong. This is a physical planet, a concrete planet. For something abstract to penetrate its surface, something that is not physically concrete, because where are the souls of the animals? How can I see the souls of animals? How can I examine, recognize when an animal is becoming individualized? When a soul is being formed in that animal? Or how can I show, how can I prove that I am a monad? There is no way. So those who take up this line of action, those who love non-ignorance, those who are open to this infinite knowledge, those who are open to this should really offer themselves up as a channel for this. To be a channel for this does not mean that you are going to receive and to teach this. To be a channel means for this to reach the dense layers of this earth through you, to reach the earthly mental level through your mental level. Your mental level is part of the earthly mental level. So if you individually accept this, you have already served the earth through your mind, through this mental channel that you are. This has already come through. This has penetrated at least one mind. And this can even descend through all the levels of the mind, and then go on descending through the astral levels. This happens through these channels, so it happens through the intuitive persons who are willing to receive this, without any doubts, without any conflicts. Because if not, they would still be learning and nothing more. They would not be serving. To serve the teaching is not just to learn it. Everyone is capable of learning. But to serve the teaching is for you really to be a channel for it. The teaching has to find in you a vase, a vessel, where it can enter, where it can be, and there it can begin to carry out its work, to open up more channels in you, or in other ways. But everything has to begin to be radiated. In this way, we are serving, and we are not simply learning for our own use. We are serving the teaching. There is a subtle difference between this teaching, which is the expression of laws, the expression of energies, on these levels where we are, and what we call instruction, because instruction gives us this inner impulse. Instruction stirs us up in our inner world. It activates the dynamism of our potential in certain areas of consciousness. So here there is a difference between teaching and instruction. Because everyone receives the teaching, and they do what they are able to do with it, or what they want to. But the instruction that begins to come after you have learned certain things, after you have assimilated certain things, after you have already been worked on, this instruction begins to come in and it begins to activate all the nuclei of your consciousness that have to become more activated. This begins to speed up development. So teaching comes and informs you. Through the teaching, you learn many things. If you begin to be instructed, if you begin to contact instruction, a small stirring begins to take place in certain nuclei of your consciousness to bring about a stimulation. While information or teaching does not transform your body or your bodies, instruction can transform them. See, there is a subtle difference here. These things do not have the same meaning. Teaching opens you up, it informs, it brings in. Instruction works on your nuclei. Instruction profoundly changes those nuclei of your consciousness that are unawakened. Instruction does this. When we say someone is highly instructed, is highly learned, this means more than simply a being who knows things. Someone who is highly instructed, someone who is learned, is more subtle than someone who simply knows. He or she is more subtle. The person's nuclei of knowledge have been stirred by something beyond. And this something beyond is what brings about the transformation. So knowledge, information may be very useful, may be very important. But what really transforms us is instruction. It is what has this other touch to it. It is when we are instructed and not when we simply know. When we are instructed, we begin to have control over our bodies, over our energies. This does not happen with knowledge only. You can know everything that you are able to learn and still have no control over your bodies. But if you are instructed, you begin to have a certain control over your bodies. You already begin to have control over your matter. So someone may know, may be very well informed. Fine, this is one category of knowledge. But if the person is instructed, he or she can already have control over certain things that happen to him or to her. So instruction gave this person the capacity for this. Instruction is something refined. Instruction takes place more inwardly. It's far more subtle. That is why the goal of teaching is for you to acquire the knowledge, all that you can, should, and ought to learn. But the goal of instruction is not really to teach you things. The goal of instruction is to help you radiate your inner light, that which you are. So as you grow in instruction, as you take in the instruction, that happens so that once you have that instruction, you will be able to radiate your inner light and begin to cooperate effectively with the plan of evolution, because you radiate that which the plan of evolution needs to be radiated, so that things may go into effect, so that things may be manifested. For this, you have to receive instruction, that is, you have to be on another level of teaching. So the goal of instruction is more subtle than the goal of teaching and informing. The goal of instruction, with its energy, its inner power, instruction with its spiritual power, the goal is to lead you to radiate your light. This is what it is. Deep down, this is how instruction comes to us. So it may seem that instruction is bringing some information on the races, or it may seem that instruction is bringing some information about the planets, about Sirius. So it seems, yes, it is apparently so, but instruction has an energy that makes us radiate this, which we are assimilating. Instruction is more than teaching. Instruction is active within us. Instruction draws out this light in us. This is the essence and the core of instruction. And to receive instruction, for you to go from receiving teaching to receiving instruction, you have to be serene when facing the incomprehensible. Otherwise, instruction cannot operate in you. You are not instructed. You take in instruction only to the extent that you remain serene. You do not get upset. You do not doubt. You do not deny that which you still do not understand. That's where instruction begins. But if you have a posture of a defensiveness or doubt, if you have a posture of disbelief in face of what you do not understand, you will never receive instruction. You will always be someone who knows things, but not instructed. You will not be radiating what you know. You will not be radiating with energy and with light that which you have absorbed, that which you already have within yourself. So it is necessary for us to become totally serene without having any reactions in face of what we do not understand, in order for us to begin to be instructed, to begin to be aware of these things that come from another region, that come from within our own self. And when instruction begins to go into effect, when we begin to receive instruction because we are serene in face of what is incomprehensible, we become steadfast in face of what we do not understand. Haven't you heard so many people say, "I didn't understand so-and-so"? If we do not understand so-and-so, it's because we are not serene. So we will never be instructed in those things that we must learn about that person. We will never be instructed because we are not serene, we are not at ease in face of what we don't know, in face of what we don't understand. So here, we can begin to talk about the planet Jupiter, and we can say, "Well, I don't understand this. This doesn't interest me. Farewell to instruction." Now, if we begin to talk about the planet Jupiter and say things that do not fit into anyone's mind, you simply stay there serene. Keep serene, keep calm, because it's from that point on that you will begin to be instructed in regard to this. And when you begin to be instructed in regard to the planet Jupiter, you will begin to receive that which you did not understand, but you must have serenity in face of what is incomprehensible. This is the key for us to be instructed. Really, when you meet a learned, instructed person, this person has the greatest respect towards everything and everyone. We never see an instructed or learned person become astonished at anything he or she sees. The well-instructed person is impassive in face of everything. Even if the person faces something he or she knows nothing about and understands nothing about, if the person is instructed, he or she remains serene before all that. And from then on, instruction begins to draw that learning, that instruction towards him or towards her. It begins to awaken it in the person, and the person becomes better and better instructed. Because what does to be well instructed mean? You will say, I don't believe this. No, it's not that you don't believe it. You don't know anything about it. That's why you don't understand it. You are not aware of anything of this. And that's why you don't understand it. So if you do not understand another person, it is because you are not ready to be able to understand him or her. You have to become instructed so that you will be able to understand that person, to be able to accept him or her. This only comes through instruction. But if beforehand you already refuse to accept the person, if you are already conflicting with him or with her, if you react beforehand, you will not receive instruction about that thing or that person. The sources of instruction are deeply inward, and the hierarchy of instruction is that structure used on the planet for instruction to be brought in. And even when instruction comes from within us, when it takes off from within our inner being, there is a hierarchy, or some hierarchies watching over at this. And the hierarchy of instruction is at the same time enveloping us with this instruction or awakening in us the capacity to be instructed. As we assimilate the instruction, the hierarchy draws out in us, it stimulates in us our archetype, that which we are to be. So instruction may not take us that far. Instruction forms us, prepares us, acts on us. But the hierarchy, these beings who represent instruction, on the inner level of life, the hierarchy of instruction stimulates the pattern for us. And it can only be manifested, it can only be revealed with this energy of instruction, because we are what we appear to be. But none of us really manifests that which he or she is, the pattern itself. None of us knows the idea God has for us. Our archetype deep within that has to be fulfilled. The hierarchy of instruction deals with this. The hierarchy of instruction is not only engaged in providing instruction for us, only giving us instruction. The hierarchy of instruction works on our core. It works on us at a deep level. So that which is our pattern, that which we are to become, may then emerge. Instruction nurtures this, but the work is done by the hierarchy of instruction, because one part of this hierarchy of instruction is not engaged in teaching. A part of the hierarchy of instruction is dealing with our core. It is stimulating our pattern, the pattern of what we are, that which we are in the divine mind. This is what the hierarchy of instruction is motivating. And at a certain point, there are no more boundaries to this within us. So at a certain point, the person who has received instruction no longer differentiates between the instruction that comes from within the self and the instruction brought by the hierarchy, which is a complete instruction, which unifies all this. So instruction is a way for you to reach this unity, this unification.